technically, last Wednesday's performance was a final dress rehearsal. The handmade backdrop is filled with mid-rise buildings that one inmate described as Old Detroit. About 65 other inmates fill the prison's auditorium. Teresa Wright was cast in the lead role as the Scottish general who conspires with Lady Macbeth to kill a king and take the throne. Murder and betrayal ultimately destroys both characters. Wright says her own criminal background has allowed her to identify with the play and helps her understand her character's motivations.
I betrayed people that have trusted me, that have loved me, that have embraced me, all for greed, for my gain, my selfish gain.
It's the second Shakespeare play at the prison for Wright, who is set for release next year after doing time on residential burglary charges. She admitted to some jitters on opening night and was looking forward to getting feedback from her peers. She says the whole cast, no matter how they get along, came together for the sake of the performance.
When one falls, everybody falls, you know? So we all try to pull together and lift each other up. And if somebody's doing something wrong, we're like, hey, get it together because we need you in this. It's basically about not tearing each other down, it's building each other up in a positive way.
This was the vision of Millikan University theater professor Alex Miller. After seeing performances at prisons in Indiana and Kentucky, he adapted Shakespeare Corrected for the Women in Decatur with the first play in 2012. Macbeth is his fourth show at the prison. He says it's not only about escaping the daily routine for the offenders, but gaining confidence by accomplishing something they didn't think they could.
I always tell the ladies, if you can overcome these obstacles, there's very little you can't overcome when you go outside.
Miller takes the same approach at the Correctional Center as he does for his productions at Millikan, and he expects a lot from the performers. As opening night approached, he says he blew up at the cast.
I thought that we were going to put up a subpar production that wasn't going to be what their families would deserve to see. And to their credit, they responded. They responded really well, and since then, they've really become a close-knit, supportive ensemble.
Miller says one of his strongest attributes is his ability to go with the flow and adjust in the moment. That served him well in this production. One of the actors, Tiffany Trevette, who was in the pivotal role of Lady Macbeth, was granted early release from prison after doing time for identity theft. That meant shifting the performances up a week rather than recasting her role. Tiffany calls the play a humbling experience before getting back home to Chicago and her four kids.
You know, it helps me to get back in the role of what I have to do when I get back home. It's been a great experience for me, especially having them move the play up a week so I could be in the play. It was so heartfelt. I cried.
Miller brought in costumes from Millikan, and he played guitar as part of a small ensemble featured between scenes that included keyboard and drums, both instruments played by offenders. Inmate Veronica Reyes has been involved in all four Shakespeare Corrected productions. This time, she had a few lines as sergeant and stepped into the familiar role as stage manager, saying she prefers to work behind the scenes.
You have to pretty much make something out of nothing. It's not like here you could go to Walmart if you need a prop or you could go to Target. I mean, like a lot of the props this year, the girls are making a mache props, you know, with just paint and newspaper. And innovation goes hand in hand with necessity, and we just pretty much create things out of nothing.
Reyes, who served time for her role in an armed robbery, expects to be released later this year and return to her former job as a paralegal. She also hopes to be involved in community theater, and in particular, working with kids whose parents are behind bars. But Shakespeare Corrected is producing more than amateur actors and directors.
If I'm not doing it for someone else, I'm just sitting and doodling.
One of the innovators that came out of Shakespeare Corrected is inmate and set designer Autumn Taylor, who got involved after winning an art contest held by the warden at Decatur. With mostly cardboard and chalk, she spent 10 to 12 hours a day in recent weeks working on the set for Macbeth.
It's something that I look forward to. Like spring comes, I start talking to the warden, hey, are we going to do this? I catch Alex in the hall every chance I get. Hey, I'm still here.
We perform and measure time and place. So thanks to all at once and to each one whom we invite to see us crowned in scope.
When the king's son Malcolm, played by inmate Jennifer Pauly, recites the final lines from Macbeth, the inmates watching the first performance give a long standing ovation. Warden Shalith Hansbrough says the shows get better every year.
We want them to realize how amazing they are, and all they have to do is give themselves a chance to do something that's outside of their comfort zone.
Decatur's Shakespeare Corrected did 6 shows, enough so 550 offenders from the prison's housing units could attend a performance in the prison auditorium. Autumn Taylor, the set designer, has 2 years left to serve on a burglary conviction. After creating set pieces for several performances, Autumn says when she gets out, she hopes to do art therapy for kids and give them the kind of opportunity she never had.
And if I could show, like, some kid who, hey, instead of, you know, running around with these people, you could do this and teach them how to do that. If I would have done this when I was younger, I might not be here now.
I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.